Hey, let's talk about Onya, Onya. Last name, first name, Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E, 32949. This is a 76-year-old woman, originally from Louisiana. She moved here in June to be with her sister, who's a caregiver. She had a stroke in May. These are both in 2025. Because of her stroke, she's been totally bedbound, total ADL dependent, aphasic, with dysphagia, weight loss, decreased appetite, chronic aspiration, period. The paragraph, she's, of course, bowel and bladder incontinent. She can't get out of bed, and she can only say yes and no, only partially, in quotation, period. New paragraph, Jessie is single, has two children. She used to be a heavy smoker, but quit smoking since the stroke, doesn't drink alcohol, period. Because of her stroke, she has right-sided weakness, and she has ADL dependency and the noticed changes that I mentioned. She also has a history of left carotid blockage, which resulted in a dense, severe right-sided paralysis. She has atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, and atherosclerotic heart disease. She's short of breath with any type of turning, especially with her atrial fibrillation. Especially with the atrial fibrillation, in the middle of dictation, one second. Especially with her atrial fibrillation and recent history of stroke, period. Her medication includes Entresto, 4951 BID, that's 49-51 milligram BID, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Prilosec, 20 milligram a day, Coric, 25 BID, Aldactone, 25 once a day, Paxil, 20 milligram TID, which is an unusual dose, Eliquis, 5 milligram a day, Neurontin, 300 milligram BID, Remeron, 7.5 milligram at nighttime, and aspirin. One second, make sure that line didn't disconnect. One second. Can you hang up, please? Let me check the other line. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day, period. She has hypertension. Blood pressure is partially controlled with both a combination of Aldactone, Norvasc, Coreg, period. She does have mild swelling. She did tremendous amount of weight. She's gained some of the weight back, especially since her sister is not helping her, feeding her, and especially with her dysphagia, period. She's no longer able to go back and forth to the doctor's office, and hence the evaluation for hospice and palliative care. She does not want to be hospitalized any longer per Ms. G-L-I-E-N, Weathers, W-E-A-T-H-E-R, patient's caregiver, who's also her sister, period. They also have a brother that lives in the house, but he has COPD and very difficult for him to do anything because of his shortness of breath. Family history, both mom and dad died some sort of cancer. The sister believes mom had chest cancer. Allergy, none. Surgical history, cardiac stent placement with history of coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, foot surgery, ankle surgery, atrial fibrillation, and past medical problems also put atrial fibrillation, CHF, carotid stenosis, right-sided stroke, left-sided carotid blockage with right-sided dense paralysis. Some of this may have not come through, Lord Jesus. Blood pressure 160 over 90, pulses 92, respirations 18, O2 side 92% on room air, heart positive, strong positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, neurological dense right side of paralysis, noted low extremity shows 1 plus pedal edema. Assessment, 76-year-old woman from Louisiana sustained a severe left, total left blockage, left carotid blockage resulting in right-sided stroke, period. She has a right-sided paralysis, period. She has aphasia, period. She's dysphagic. She has dysphagia, period. She has chronic aspiration, period. She must be fed, period. She must be fed very slowly because of risk of aspiration, period. She also suffers from atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, and atherosclerotic heart disease with atrial fibrillation, period. She did lose weight initially, a tremendous amount of weight, over 25 pounds, but she's gained some weight back because of care her sister is providing for her, period. Her blood pressure is out of control, period. ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, total bedbound, period. Patient's family have requested hospice and palliative care because they do not want her to go back and forth to the hospital for any further care, period. Medication list, make sure this is there. If it's not, you can put it in there. Ernesto Entresto, 49/51 BID, Prilosec 20 mg a day, Coric 25 BID, Aldactone 25 mg a day, Paxil 20 mg TID, Eliquis 5 mg a day, Neurontin 300 BID, Remeron 7.5 mg a day, Aspirin 81 mg a day, Lipitor 40 mg a day, Norvasc 10 mg a day. And if I don't have family history in there, put down mom died of chest or chest/lung cancer, dad died of some sort of other cancer. Okay, for this, that's it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.